Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Democrats. Thank you very much. While the vote total is not completely in, based on the towns and the districts that are still out there, I am here to declare victory for another term. Thank you. Thank you. Today, the people of Erie County have spoken on the direction they want their community to go. Thank you to all who believed in our message of moving Erie County forward. Because of your belief in our work and the direction we are taking this county, we've been sent back to complete the job we've started. Thank you to all who've given us the opportunity to serve. There are many, many people who I have to thank for tonight's result. He can't be here, but the Chairman Zellner and his team at the Erie County Democratic Committee, thank you for your continued support and your efforts to create the best Erie County we can be. Our party, the party of the people, is strong and set the stage for what will certainly be an exciting 2020. And I hear we won that legislature again. To our partners in government, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo, our great Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Congressman Higgins, our Western New York delegation in Albany, including Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes, and Senator Tim Kennedy, of course, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and of course, we sent him back today, Council President Darius Bridgen. To my partners in the Erie County Legislature in my hometown of Lackawanna and in the town and village governments all across our great community, thank you for what you've done for me. Tonight, we showed what Democrats can do when we are united. Of course, my deep thanks are also extended to our friends in labor. Are there anybody in labor from here? I want to thank Richard Lipsitz and the entire Western New York Area Labor Federation, Paul Brown and the Buffalo Buildings Trades, and all the other ones. Due to your united effort and strength, you brought plenty of work to this campaign, and we are better for it, and our community is better for it. Thank you very much. And of course, to my great team in and out of government, Deputy County Executive Maria White. My Chief of Staff, Jennifer Hibbett. Our Policy Director, Benjamin Swanekamp. Our Field Marshal. My Press Secretary, Peter Anderson. And so many others who've worked tirelessly during our administration and over these last few months to get us where we are today. Thank you for your efforts and for your unfailing friendship. While I may be the face of our team, it is only because of our team that we can be successful at the polls and in government. Thank you, each and every one of you, for what you have done for me and for the people of Erie County. Thank you. I also want to give a big shout out to our campaign coordinator, David Bojanowski, and the Army. Yes, David and the army of volunteers that he mustered, who knocked on doors all over the place. Angela Marinucci, who helped us write thousands of postcards. Jane Cameron, who got those people to sign those postcards. And so many others who worked across all of our county. And to the strongest political organization in Buffalo, Champ Eve and his Unity Coalition, for delivering once again. Each and every one of you is part of this team. Each and every one of you is the reason for this victory. And to my family, my parents, Charles and Janice, who are here, thank you, Mom and Dad. My brothers Rob and Kevin. Of course, Rob is here with his wife Lynn, and my two nephews Ryan and Zachary. My brother Kevin can't be here. And all others who've been with me through the years, a big thank you for all that you've done. And of course, to Heather. My much better half, and her beautiful daughter, Nadia, who couldn't be here. It's way past her bedtime. Thank you for all your support, especially during this past year. This year was not an easy one, but I thank you for all that you did for me, put up with me, and constantly being someplace else than other with you. I love you. And to the people of Erie County, the men and women who have given me the honor to serve as your executive, thank you once again for placing your confidence in me and my team going forward. By giving me the privilege to serve as your executive once again, you agree with the direction we are taking our community, a direction where in this great renaissance, we will leave no person behind by implementing a set of policies based on progressive values. As I've said it before, we have only just begun, and the best is yet to come. I believe that for decades, we looked outside our area for a silver bullet to save us. But in the end, we didn't need the Lone Ranger coming in on his horse with a silver bullet to save us, because we were that silver bullet. It was us. We are the new Erie County. During the past 8 years, we have accomplished much, but there's more to do. We have made tremendous progress in economic development, job creation, arts enrichment, strengthening our parks and libraries, providing for seniors, investing in our infrastructure, and protecting our environment. But there is more to do, and Erie County will lead the way forward. You see, I believe government, when run well, can be a force of good for all. At its core, government is a representation of all its people, not just taxpayers or the most vocal among us. Government does not exist just to pave a road, as some would seem to believe, but to protect a child from an abusive adult, to provide daycare to working parents so that they can better their lives, to provide a hot meal to a senior who might not otherwise have one, and for so many other reasons that create a better community for all. It should be aspirational in nature, a manifestation of our better angels, always striving to the goal of strengthening the lives of everyone. Today, I believe the people of Erie County affirmed that principle and rejected those who would divide us and take us backwards. As we move forward from tonight, we cannot rest on our laurels. There is more to do to build the best Erie County it can be. We must bring high-speed broadband to all of Erie County, and we will do that through ErieNet. We must address the health disparities that exist in our community, giving everyone the chance to live their best lives, and we will do that through Live Well Erie. We must continue to grow our economy so that everyone benefits from this new Buffalo, the new Erie County, and we will do that through the continued implementation of initiatives for a smart economy. Now, we must work together, no matter our political affiliations, to create the best community we can be. And we will, because that's what we do in Buffalo. We roll up our sleeves, we dig in, and we work hard. Thank you for providing me the privilege to once again serve as the captain of our community's team. It is a responsibility I take seriously, and I won't let you down. Thank you to each and every one of you who supported me from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. The best is yet to come, folks. Thank you, and may God bless Erie County and the United States of America. Thank you, everyone.